Doyle has frequently criticized Republicans for wanting to keep seniors and disabled people in nursing homes. But last night, GOP lawmakers approved much of Doyle's plan to boost community care. They also passed a measure that would make sure long-term nursing home residents get the first crack at community care, and another plan that would study whether the program is actually saving the state money. Hudson Republican Kitty Rhodes says it's time to start reimbursing Medicaid patients in different ways.
You know, when we hit this kind of deficit, anybody who's relying on medical assistance lives in fear because they're so desperate to know what we're going to do. And we really worked hard to be able to maintain benefits, maintain eligibility, and help move more people into the community.
Republicans on the legislature's budget committee also approved a small business training program, as well as new funds for biomedical promotion. But they cut about $12 million worth of new grants the governor wanted, including $5 million to assist businesses in areas with high unemployment. Sheboygan GOP Senator Joe Lybum.
These programs are important, but it's also important that we recognize that we have to have a good balance between all of our government programs and the costs and the impact that it has on the business climate in the state. And so I think we found the right happy medium here.
Governor Doyle thought otherwise. In a written statement, he accused Republicans of gutting his investments in job creation and turning their backs on Wisconsin workers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.